We are going to call on Mommy Priscilla Woke for a topic she's going to treat. In fact, she's going to tell us details about sacrificial love. And as she comes, let us rise up on our feet and appreciate God in His totality. Let us put our hands together for our Lord Jesus Christ as she comes to the podium. Mommy, you are welcome. Let us keep clapping as she comes to this place. Mommy, you are welcome in Jesus' name. Are we clapping for the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the great I am that I am, the mighty man in battle, the Rose of Sharon, the Lion of the tribe of Judah? Let us give the Lord a big shout!
Praise the Lord, sisters. Praise the Lord. We are all welcome in Jesus' name. This is our love feast for this year. Before I share what I have here, I would just want to sing a little song from the song book. If you have your song book, open with me. Number 188. Down from His glory, ever living story, my God and Savior came, and Jesus was His name. Born in a manger, to His own a stranger, a man of sorrows, tears and agony. Oh, how I love Him, how I adore Him, my bread, my sunshine, my all in all. The great Creator became my Savior, and of God's fullness dwelleth in Him. What condescension, bringing us redemption, that in the dead of night, not one with hope in sight, God gracious tender laid aside His splendor, stooping to war to win, to save my soul. Oh, how I love Him, oh, how I adore Him, my bread, my sunshine, my all in all. The great Creator became my Savior, and of God's fullness dwelleth. With a redemption, flesh and blood is substance, He took the form of man, redeeming, redeeming plan. Oh, glorious mystery, sacrifice of Calvary, and now I know the one, the grace I am. Oh, how I love Him, oh, how I adore Him, my bread, my sunshine, my all in all. The great Creator became my Savior, and of God's fullness dwelleth in Him. Praise the Lord! Praise the living God! Sisters, praise the Lord! Yes! Love is sacrifice. It is sacrifice. It was first demonstrated by our God to us. He sacrificed His only begotten Son for you and I to inherit the kingdom of God. And because of that, we are having a love feast. What is love feast? In my place, Those days we are young. They do it. Unbelievers, they do it. They will cook from their different homes. And then we gather in our families and everybody will share and eat together. We call it ivubari. That's in my dialect. So it's not something that is, you know, that just started today. It has been. Praise the Lord. My little exhortation is about the love feast. The topic of today, it is called essential love. Essential love. Something that is essential, something that is important. This type of love is important. And at a time like this, we need this type of important love. Praise the Lord. Few weeks ago, even yesterday at night vigil, the pastor still mentioned about those people. He said that the people that were killed, their children, you will watch it here in the screen now. How they were killed, how they were given out to lions, and all that. If they don't have that love, I don't think they will be able to lay down their lives for that type of death. Because God so loved the world, He said He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see? So, this type of love is important that we have it. Not just we love one another, we love one another. Maybe when something happens, well, you say, I can call it general love. But the type of love that we should have that is called essential love, I believe is that of agape love that God Himself had for us. Praise the Lord. Praise the living God. If we have our Bible, we can open to the book of John 21. John 21 verse 15. If you see it, please read for us.
Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than this? He said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, Feed my lambs.
Praise the Lord. That was Jesus Christ talking to his disciples. He was asking Simon Peter, do you say you love me? He said, yes. I love you, Lord. He said, okay, feed my lamb. Another time he asked him again, not quite long, he asked again, Simon Peter, do you love me? Are you sure you love me? He said, yes, I love you. Lord, you know that I love you. It's okay. Feed my sheep. He asked him the question 3 times. The third one, Peter was like, what is happening? You know that I love you. Lord, you know, you need not to be told now that I love you. I love you. I love you more than anything. It's okay. Feed my lamb. Little did he know that Jesus himself know why he's asking him that question. A time of trial will come for you to prove that word you said you have. That love. You say, I love you. I love you, Lord. Time is coming where you are going to prove it. Did that time come? The time came that Peter, when he was confronted, what did he do? So, he didn't know that word will actually be tested. Like we are hearing, you know, yesterday night, the pastor preached
on about this crucifixion, something like that. So he was telling us that you will be tested. If you say you will not be tested, that means you are not a child of God. Definitely you will be tested. So among us today, we are also, it's something we go day by day, we experience day by day. The temptations and trials of Christians, we experience it day by day. Let me start by, I want to know the meaning of this. Who can help us? Tell us a little about love feast. We gathered for love feast. Am I right? Uh-huh. So it's believed that we know why we are gathering. It is believed that we know why we are gathering. So who can help us to define love feast? That's the best way to put it. Who can define love feast for us? Should I point?
Shalom, church.
Shalom.
Shalom, women of Zion.
Shalom. Love feast, as I understand it, and as the name suggests. Now, when you look at the Bible, the totality of the scriptures, you find that Christ was always with his disciples, and at most times they were eating together. Is that not correct?
Yes.
They were always eating together. Now, apart from that, you find that Christ also was whenever they invite him to places, he goes there, including the Cana marriage, to eat with people who were celebrating. Is that not correct? But what we are celebrating now, talking of love feast, is more of agape. Agape in the sense that those of us in this faith, the seventh angel message, the spoken word, which has been sent this day to our generation unto salvation, we have a bloodline flowing through us now. Not the natural bloodline, but the blood of Jesus Christ flowing through us. And the only way we can, one of the ways we can show this love, we can express, because love is expressive. One of the ways we can express this love is to sit down maybe once or twice in a year and eat together and fellowship together. Because there's something, Jesus Christ said, I'm the bread of life. Is that not correct? He also said, I'm the water of life. So when you eat, you must drink water. Water and bread must go together. So if he said that, and it's a commandment by the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is the bread of life, he is the water of life, which symbolizes that when we, children of God, sit together to eat together, we are more or less having communion with the Lord. And it's something that shows the love of the brethren one to another. I think that's the way I understand love is, by way of definition. Shalom.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living God. We thank God for that. That is one. Another person. We still want more definitions. Another person, please. Let me ask our mom to tell us.
What I can say, mommy has already said everything, is to come and share love with one another. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Okay. All of us, it's like we know why we are gathered here. And from my own view, I have about two definitions. One, it says, a meal eaten in common by Christian. You say a meal eaten in common by Christian congregation in token of brotherly love. It's not brothers that gather here, it's sisters. So, in token of sisterly love. Then the second one is a gathering held to promote reconciliation. a gathering hold to promote reconciliation and good feeling. Or someone affectionate honor. This one is very, very okay for us. A gathering held to promote reconciliation and good feeling. I believe that is what we need. A gathering held to promote reconciliation and good feeling. As far as sisters fellowship is concerned, this is what we need. Because the number here, I am not discouraged. The number of sisters that are seated here, I am not discouraged. We need to improve. We need to grow. We need to grow more. We need to grow more. This number is not the purpose we want to achieve this year. We want to be bigger than this number. And for this reason, I know that some things has happened that made some people to feel bad and they feel, well, where do I go from here? But I want, as we will be going home today, let it be at the back of our mind that why we gather today is for us to promote reconciliation and good feeling. Let us begin to feel good about one another. Let us forget the past and come home. Have in your heart, inside of your heart, have reconciliation. Forget about the things that have passed. Praise the Lord. Praise the living God. If you are hurt in any way, forget about it. Let us march forward. Praise the Lord. The Bible said that we should prefer one another better than ourselves. I hope I'm right. That's scripture. So we should prefer one another better than ourselves. That is how we will begin to get this reconciliation I'm talking about. Begin to prefer your sister more than yourself. Praise the Lord. Praise the living God. It says it is meal. It's a meal eaten by Christians. Can we go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14? If you see it, read for us, please.
2 Corinthians chapter 5. Chapter 5, verse 14.
Yeah.
For the love of Christ constrained us, because we thou judge that if one die for all, then we are all died.
Praise the Lord. You see, for the love of Christ constrained us. That's where I'm going. The love of Christ constrains us. It makes us to do some sacrifice. That is the love of God. Praise the Lord. These things that the love of God will make us to do is the things that God Himself, when He sees it, He will be happy with us. In our homes, when you have this essential love. We share it in our homes, in our marketplaces, in the church here. Everywhere we go, we share it. Let me read from this very write-up. What is essential love? Essential love is defined as the intense passion that compels you to make sacrifice for others. In the book of John 21:15, our Lord Jesus Christ asked Peter very essential question. Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than this? From the above definition of love, Jesus in essence was asking Peter, do you have in you any intense passion that can require you to make sacrifice for me? That is why I say it is sacrifice. Every year, Bride Assembly Women Fellowship organized a program titled Love Feast. I believe that the purpose of this annual feast is to share, demonstrate love among us, not just love as the world goes about it, but agape love, which our Heavenly Father has practiced for us to emulate. When he gave his only begotten son, who died the most shameful death on our behalf. What this person is telling us is that we should be able to sacrifice for one another. In sharing this topic, we have to take a look into the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. From what?
Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understanding all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. Verse 3. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I have given my body to be buried, but I have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Think no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Verse 7. Bears all things. Believes all things, hope all things, endure all things. Love never fails, but whether there are prophecy, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
Thank you, sister.
Verse 12.
It's okay.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Paul said when he was a child, he speak like a child. Now he is a man. he will speak like a man. Charity. Love endureth all things. Love shows kindness. Love does not have envy. Love is not self-centered and is not full of ego. Love is not proud. Love is not arrogant, but is humble. Love never sees himself better than others. He puts others first. Love is considerate. Love exhibits patience when provoked. Love does not think evil or imagine it towards others. These are the ingredients that is inside love. When we say we love one another. Praise the Lord. Praise the living God. Let us endeavor to practicalize this love. In this church, we have heard so much about love. Our pastors, our ministers, they preach it every time. It is time now for us to start practicing it. Praise the living God. And that is why this love feast, I believe it came at the right time. So let us put our hands together, our heads together, and build this fellowship. Praise the Lord. Let our homes be sweet. Let our church be sweet. Let everywhere we go, let us live as Christians. Praise the living God. Shall we pray? Dear Lord, we want to thank you. We want to appreciate you for what we have shared this afternoon. Eternal Rock of Ages, may it remain in our hearts, in our subconsciousness, that every time we will recall that you love us first, you gave yourself for us to also be able to sacrifice for one another. Help us to march forward as Christians. Help us to be better Christians. Help us to be better mothers in our homes. Help us to be better sisters in the church. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.